Today is Tuesday, April 28th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So let's start off, actually, with a lovely email that I got from Sam in the hinterlands. And there's a reason we're going to start with this, because she asks a question. She doesn't really ask a question, but she says something that I wanted to talk about just a little bit. So she says, well, this new theme music for Friday is interesting, ... So, you know, I was going to string this out and come up with some cute little, you know, sneaky ways to, like, throw in hints every day. And then, so what I did is I just put in that little clip in the beginning. And then I don't know what other hints I would put in, really. I mean, I guess I could play a phone ringing. But what I wanted to, so I'll just announce it. So Dubious Intent, which is the show that I used to do with Daniel Brewer, who is the co-founder of Pride 48. You can also hear him on Survivors Ready podcast this past season. Fatty and I do a show with Sam and with Faye Driver and sometimes Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee or whatever. Joe in Dallas has joined occasionally. Did I say Faye? I don't remember. Anyway, Faye Driver, who is retiring this Thursday. Daniel's been joining us on that, and we've loved having him. Well, anyway, so I've gone a long way to say Dubious Intent, which went away a couple of years ago. We're doing a limited run of Dubious Intent starting this Saturday, May 2nd, at 10 p.m. Eastern, live over at Pride 48. We will also be releasing it as a podcast on the old Dubious Intent feed, and you can find that at dubiousintent.com. So if you are a listener or were a listener of Dubious Intent, go subscribe or come listen to us live. We'd love to have a lot of people in the chat room. And Daniel hasn't really done a whole lot on Pride 48 for the past 3 years. So I would love it if everyone came over to hear the resurrection of Dubious Intent. So it's going to be about 9 episodes. And we're going to, the last episode of this season, we'll call it, is going to be the June event. So the June Pride 48 event. Anyway, there you go. So, and we'll see, maybe we do little seasons. I haven't talked to Daniel about this, so I'm just saying it, but you know, I would be all for, you know, doing it a couple of times a year for 8 or 10 episodes, or I don't know. We'll see. We'll talk about it if people like it. Sam also says she's happy with the new construction of the house. It sounds exactly like what both of you wanted. Yes, it is, Sam, other than the location is going to be an issue for Mark, I think, but we'll see. And then she says the benefit of listening to Friday and Monday shows back to back is that she didn't have to wait. She got both stories. She got the before and after. And she thinks she's proud of us for getting all the paperwork done ahead of time. I've got a story about that. So I'll tell that now, actually. So today, so we've been doing all this paperwork. And on the weekend, you know, we sent all everything that we could, our W-2s and all that kind of stuff that we needed for the lender. And so then we found out today that we needed something signed. So they call it a wet copy, I guess. So we couldn't just do an electronic copy. We had to actually sign something, but we could scan it in. We didn't have to actually mail it to them or whatever. And so I have an old printer that's probably, at this point, it's probably 10 years old. And it was a nice printer. It's a Lexmark color printer, scanner, fax, email, like all that stuff. And, you know, and it was probably fairly expensive when I bought it. I don't know. But anyway, regardless, I haven't used it to print anything in years. And so the printer ink has literally like dried up. And so today I was like, you know, why don't I go get some ink for that? Instead of like going to Kinko's, or I don't even know if Kinko's exists anymore. I think they were bought by FedEx. But anyway, going to Kinko's or some UPS store and getting this thing scanned and printed and like all that stuff. Why don't I just go buy some ink? Because there's always printing I need to do for Pride 48 and stuff like that anyway. I already have a printer, so why don't I do that? And so I went to Walmart. I was going to buy ink. Well, they didn't have any Lexmark ink. So I was looking at the prices of the printer ink, and it was between $30 and $50 for one cartridge. And I was looking at the printers that they had there, and the printers were between $50 and $100 for like $100 for a nice printer. And so I was like, you know what? I'll just buy a printer because printers come with ink. And if it's going to cost me between $80 and $100 to buy ink, because I needed both a color cartridge and a black and white a black cartridge, then I'll just go ahead and buy a printer and I'll retire that old one. And I can get one with updated features like cloud print, you know, all that kind of like Wi-Fi, because my old one doesn't have Wi-Fi, so I have to plug a USB cable into my, you know, whatever. So it could be anywhere in the house. We could print from anywhere in the world, actually. So I'm like, I'll just do that. And so I talked to the woman, and she says, actually, we're out of printers. So they had all the display models, all like a whole lot. Well, they had a lot of printers, but I guess they were all display models, and they didn't have any box printers. So I'm like, oh, well, they don't have Lexmark ink, and they don't have any printers, so fail. So I was like, okay, I'm going to drive to this. You know, we have lots of Walmarts around here. So I'm like, I'm going to drive because I figured Walmart would have better prices than, say, Best Buy. Because Best Buy also sells printers. I think we have an Office Max or an Office Depot, but I figured Walmart would also be cheaper than them. So I drove to this other Walmart. And it took me a little while. It took me like 15 minutes. I didn't realize how far away the Walmart was. So I drove like another 15 minutes and went to this Walmart. And then I went back to the electronics section. They had ink and no printers. They didn't even have any display printers. Like, I guess this Walmart doesn't sell printers at all. Or like, you know, it was a very small. They had a section that said printers. And the guy was so helpful. He's like, well, if there are none there, we don't have any. Oh, great. Thank you for being so helpful. You know, I could get you fired, man. I'm in management. So anyway, they didn't have any printers. So there was a Sam's Club, which I'm a member of Sam's Club. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go to Sam's Club because I think they have printers. So I went. It was another like 5 minutes to get to the Sam's Club. So I went to the Sam's Club. At this point, I've been driving around for like an hour just trying to get some documents printed. So I go to the Sam's Club and I go in and finally I find they have a printer, but they don't have very many options. And the option I wanted an Epson because I hear that Epson is really good and they have one called like a workforce or something. And I've heard those are pretty good. So I was like, okay, well, but they had the more expensive one. The one at Walmart was like $99 or something. They even had a cheaper one. They had like a $60 one or a $50 one, but they didn't have it in stock. Well, the one at Sam's Club was like $115. So at this point, it's more than what I would have paid for ink, for sure. But I guess I'm getting those additional features anyway. So I went ahead and bought that. Then I had to bring it home. It was like 20 minutes to get home, but you know, at this point, because I've driven away from home to go to these stores. And then I had to unbox it, put it together, all that kind of stuff. I ended up spending like 3 hours just trying to get some documents printed. It was like such a big ordeal. But anyway, got that done, got that back to her. Then, so anyway, that's my printer story. Were you guys enthralled with that story? I hope you were. So then Sam says she thought $500 for a house inspection was steep also, but she can't remember what they paid when they bought their house in 2013. I found out today that not only do we have to pay for this inspection, which I knew, we also have to pay for the appraisal that the mortgage company has done and it's another $450. So these fees just come out of nowhere. I mean, out of the woodwork. So there's like $900 just for an appraisal and an inspection. It's crazy. And then she says, I like the idea of the two of you with the spray paint marking a spot for your tree. I just do. Well, thanks, Sam. It was raining, and so I hope the paint stayed. But I took a measuring tape, or a tape measure, and I measured like the distance between the house and the sidewalk so I could get it right in the center. And then I wanted it centered with the window. And I think I got it kind of centered with the window, but it really depended on where I stood. And I mean, I realize that's a stupid thing. But I mean, the further back I got, the further off center it looked. And I'm not really sure why. I don't know if it was an angle thing or a perspective thing or what. But anyway, we'll see. We'll see where they ended up planting the tree because we didn't go over there today. So we had more drama, but I don't really have time to talk about it. But basically, we thought we had 30 days notice on our current lease. We got an email today saying, hey, your lease automatically renewed. Congratulations. You were supposed to email us with 60 or whatever. And that's going to be a cliffhanger. I'll talk to you guys about that tomorrow. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.